I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, on to the Dragons v. the Sharks. Sharkies get the job done. It looked like it was going to be done easy, and then the Dragons had a little bit of a fight back. I guess we'll get to the biggest talking point of the game. Guru, did you think Tarek Sims was 10 in the bin, or did you think it was a send-off?
No, I thought 10 in the bin. If they did send him off, I don't think it would be the craziest call we've seen, obviously. But I thought 10 in the bin was pretty fair for that play.
Yeah. What do you reckon, Timmy?
Yeah, same in for me, mate. I'm happy for it not to be a send-off, and he's accepted a four-game suspension for that, which means he's done at the Drags.
Far out. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I think the ref actually handled that really well. Would have been very easy. You know, a bloke's getting stretched off. The emotion is high. Everyone, you know, wants... You know, there's certain fans that are like, get him out of here because we're looking at the injury. I think 10 in the bin is right. I actually could have landed probably like 2 to 3 weeks, but 4 weeks is 4 weeks. He's got a bit of loading, doesn't he, Tarek? Yeah, so, okay, so 4 weeks is probably about right. Just one of those unfortunate things. You know, yeah, he was falling into the tackle, but I guess in today's game, you just got to be extra, extra careful. Hopefully Connor Tracy is all good.
That's the other one. James Fisher-Harris will miss 2 games, so they're going to be without their best forward. Yeah, and they will be sweet.
Yeah, so incredible.
Disappointing, though, that we've got Penrith playing Melbourne and we're missing
1,000 players.
Yeah.
Shout out to Connor Tracy. I hope he's okay. He's been such a shining light for that club. Always works his ass off. We'll go to the Dragons before we get to the Sharkies, though. Is Dragons season over?
Yes, I think so. I'll be honest with you, I didn't think they played that well in this game and they somehow lost by 6.
Yeah, I agree. I thought they were pretty poor, to be honest.
I kept looking up at the scoreboard and just going, how the fuck are they in this? Mm. When Nicho Hynes waltzed through on the first or second set, I sort of thought, this could be an onslaught here. That's the thing with the Dragons, they managed to hang in games, but they just...
You know what it was, though? Sharkies, 19 errors.
Ooh. Yeah.
And so I was watching the game. It was just error. And that second half, it was error after error after error. Like, it was painful. Mm.
But, I mean, like, they also had the sin bin. Like, granted, Cronulla had Blake Brayley off, but at least they had, like, he was off the field for, I think, 3 minutes, and they had half time. I think that's a little bit easier to deal with. The Dragons had Sims off from the 11th to the 21st minute, at Shark Park. Hard to recover from that. I don't know how the Dragons hang in games. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt, but the Sharks made 19 errors the week before as well.
Yeah, so they've got to fix it up.
And they've scraped 2 wins together, but that won't fly in the finals.
Nah, they got to fix it up, seriously. They're almost too good for their own good. Because you, like 19 errors, you deserve to lose. Yeah. You deserve to lose. I don't care how good you play, 19 errors, you deserve to lose. But good on them. They get the job done. Yeah, with the Sharkies, what are we thinking? I mean, not the Sharkies, sorry, the Dragons. Graham he got the sack as well from the Dragons. So it looks like they're doing a massive clean out. Because they both their assistant coaches.
Mm.
Also, Graham as well gone. Apparently, the word is that more people are going to be gone. Mm. I tell you what, Anthony Griffin, if talking about pressure, like if you're going to move that many people on, now it's all on you because there's no... And then, like, you know, live by the sword, die by the sword. The only concern with the Dragons, and it's kind of like with a few other clubs like the Warriors, and they're not as bad as the Warriors, but who are they bringing to the club that's going to change much? Like, I understood the Moneyball approach because, like, you build a good solid foundation and then you go out into the market. But right now, it's kind of like, have they gone into the market? Like,
who are they? They're losing Sims? Are they losing Josh McGuire? Is he leaving the end of the season?
Yep. Aaron Woods is gone.
Is that confirmed? Is it Aaron Woods gone?
It's not confirmed.
But he doesn't have a contract.
He's going to go somewhere else.
Yeah, right. Well, that's three guys from their pack on the weekend they have to fill.
Yeah, I just don't know. I can't see where the improvement lies. I mean, I'll be surprised if Tyrell Sloan's there next year.
Wasn't that fucking hard to watch on the weekend?
His confidence is just absolutely shattered. Annihilated. Yeah. It is annihilated. And, you know, it's great Cody Ramsey came in and played really well, but this is what happens sometimes with some of your young guys. Like, his confidence is shattered.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that he's, you know, Moses Mbai is keeping him out of fullback spot when you've got this guy. We've seen how good Tyrell Sloan can be. We saw how confident he was last year. Unfortunately, like, you know, although Cody eventually came in and played really good footy, I still think Tyrell should have been given at least a few more weeks to try to turn the ship. Because,
It's crazy how preseason, like us and everyone, was just talking about these three young guns at the Dragons. Bud Sullivan, I've hardly seen Bud.
Yeah.
Seen him in a couple of games where he's come off the bench and whatnot. Tyrell Sloan, I mean, he's hardly been cited. But we've got Moses Mbai playing fullback. It's crazy how it's played out. And somehow they're not that far off the top eight.
Yeah.
Still.
And Amone, like, he hasn't really kicked on the way we thought he would this year. Is that an indictment against Hook's ability to develop, or is it just the club is you know, in general?
I don't know. I never know what to say about Hook.
You love your Bud, don't you, Guru? Always going on about Bud.
What do you think about the Hook, Mark?
No comment.
Well played.
Oh, you're the best, Timmy. What do you reckon about the Dragons, Timmy?
I said... Not too different to what I've said most weeks about them. I thought this was around about where they'd end up. I probably had them a little bit lower, to be fair. And I think they've done a reasonable job this season. They're matching it with some decent opposition. There are some weeks where they just get outclassed, like we saw against the Cowboys last week. But how they approach the end of the season now that they won't make finals, do you give blokes like Sullivan a run? I don't know how they do it, but... Moses Mbai at fullback, he's not the answer for them. No knock on him, but he's not a starting fullback in the NRL anymore.
Mm.
Cody Ramsey's due back this week, so the more games they get into him at fullback to finish off the season will only help. We'll see.
They're missing Moses Sully.
Oh, yeah.
Massively missing. Like, the amount of metres that he would chew up would just be so impressive each game. I don't know what to say with the Dragons at the moment. Like, I agree. I think we all had them around I said they were a dark horse for the A position. So you'd probably say satisfactory year. Again, it's kind of like backing my point of, I think that the Moneyball system in quotations was really good to get them to this point. But the concern I have is just like, they haven't taken that next step now of any big signings. They've literally, like, do you know of any big signings they've got coming in?
Nah, but they're in an awkward spot where they're not a tyre fire. Like, they're not an absolute shit fight. So, I don't know. But you obviously want to take yourself to that next level.
Well, surely. But, like, I have they been in the market? Like, I don't know anyone that's coming there that's... Apologies if I'm forgetting someone, but surely they've got money in their cap to bring someone.
They have to, wouldn't they?
Surely.
And they're obviously not valuing some of these young kids too highly. Like, it's not like they're flooding money into them. They're not playing half of them.
Are they being too conservative? You know, are they, like, just refusing to spend big on players? I haven't seen them linked to anyone. I haven't. Interesting.
Like where I said, where in the world is their money being tied up? Obviously, Benny Hunt's on big money, but, like, Zach Lomax would be on a bit, but he's a centre, a relatively young centre. You know, Jack Bird might be a little bit, but they signed him off the back of a lot of injuries and missed games.
And also, I think Broncos were chipping in a lot of it in the first few.
Where's the money being taken up in this side?
Yeah. And they're surely sitting on a big... What do you got there, Matty?
Oh, no, I was just confirming. They haven't signed anyone for next year.
Like, so I even wonder, like, have they even spent their cap for next year? Because, like, they're losing players, but they haven't really recruited very many. And so are they being too conservative? Like, are they, you know... It's the Ben Hunt big contract. I don't know. So it'd be really interesting to see if they roll into the next year with this same squad. Maybe they are just really hoping that Amone, Sullivan, Sloan, Ramsey, all these boys just kick on. And that could be big. If Amone kicks on then and fulfills his potential, then that's a massive win. Just a four pack there a bit.
It's still going to be like they're losing three of those forwards. They're going to have to replace them.
From what I can see here, and this is might not be 100% accurate, but it's pretty close. Contract for 2023, they've got 24 players, and Woods is one of them because he's got a player option. But if he goes, that's only 23 spots filled.
So Woods will probably be there next year then. He'll just take up that option.
Mm.
Yeah, interesting. There's not much exciting me with the Dragons at the moment.
Even watching them, they're really hard to get excited about watching Dragons games.
Yeah, and I'm usually, you know, really enjoy watching the Benny Hunt go around, but outside of that, I don't know, it just seems a bit...
But, like, to be fair, this is who the Dragons are all... Like, this is who they are, though.
Mm.
Like, even from the start of the season.
Yeah, I don't know. I used to watch Dragons with, like, a Matty Cooper and your Gazniers
if you want to go back 15 years ago, But, like at the start of this season, like, they had these couple of young kids. But outside of that, like, we've been calling it the Moneyball squad since
December. What I mean by I'm not getting excited is, like, they're not recruiting anyone. Mm. Like, there's not much energy around the place, in my opinion. It doesn't seem like there's buzz or energy around the place. Whereas, like, Sharkies last year, when they made these signings, there was energy, there was buzz. You know, I'd even argue there's energy and buzz around the Doggies, there's energy and buzz around the Tigers. I just think the Dragons, it's just all a bit, I'm not feeling anything.
Like, that's kind of hooked too, though, isn't it? Isn't that his sort of...
That's just, if it is him, it's not a good thing. Like, you want to have energy and excitement around your club. Like, you want to have... And that's not even a hook thing. It's like the recruitment. It's like, who's being brought in next year? That just... I don't know. Like, for example, I'm more excited to see how the Tigers will go next year than the Dragons at the moment. Like, there's just something missing. There's something missing, and I don't know what it is. But in saying all of that, they've done really well to be fighting for the eight. Like, if I had said, like, without looking at the ladder and I just, like, watched their footy, I'd go, oh, they're probably, you know, bottom four or whatever. But they're fighting in the eight, so fair play to them.
It's going
to
be interesting, like, do we assume that Andrew McCulloch next year will be his last year? He's 32 now.
Yeah, I mean, who knows?
It's going to be a punish if Andrew McCulloch and Ben Hunt go at the same time.
Yeah. Who knows? Seriously, who knows? Anyway, on to the Sharkies. Mixed bag, seriously. Really, really good at the start. Dropped a million balls. But, Nicho Hynes was outstanding in my opinion. Britton Nakora probably had the best game. Oh, well, at least in the last month of footy, had a fantastic game. I really like Toby Rudolph. I really think he's maturing as a player and really understanding how important he is as a foundation of that forward pack. Sometimes when they need big hits or energy or whatever, he always delivers. Really good, solid win. Talakai, Mulatalo, great again. Good, solid win. Outside of they just got to get rid of these errors, seriously. If they, put it this way, if they had like 10 errors, we're looking at probably a blowout scoreline.
Yeah.
So I'm still just as excited as I was last week for the Sharkies. Just the errors. What did you think about Guru?
I like teams that can win ugly, not play well and just find a way to win, which is the Sharkies. Now, I think Nicho Hynes sort of touched on that after the game. They know it's not where they want to be. I mean... You know, on top of that, they're without their fullback. They're without their 5'8". They lost a winger. They're without Dale Finucane.
Mm.
So, like, there's a lot more to come into that side. There's a lot more improvement. And, you know, we know the impact that Dale will have as soon as he walks back in. But
Back this week.
Yeah.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Yeah, Ryan, okay.
Mm. Interesting what they're going to do about Lachie Miller. Lachie Miller came on for, you know, ended up coming on for 70 minutes and, you know, he had six tackle breaks, 62 metres. Dykes, who is solid, but, you know, he had 96 metres and only two tackle breaks. So he also had four errors. So, on, you know, I wonder what they do with that Miller-Dyke situation.
Yeah. It might not be a... I mean, if Moylan comes back this week, just Trindle go to the bench? I personally think I'd rather keep Miller as my utility.
Yeah, I mean, he looked good. Like, he had some really good moments. But
we'll say, though, Trindle was outstanding. He had a great game.
I'd probably have Trindle as my utility, but I'd consider whether I'd put Miller or Dykes at fullback.
I think Trindle will be the utility this week because now that Connor Tracy's gone, Moylan coming back, if he is back this week from, I think it was a quad injury, like very minor, they'll need cover for Moylan. You need cover for Moylan all the time. So that's another beauty of Connor Tracy being in the back line. He's the halves cover, which means they don't need to run Trindle on the bench. But now that Connor Tracy will be out this week at least, they'll need to carry Trindle.
Yeah, for sure.
Miller's been playing six for the last month, though, in reserve grade two.
I would not be. I'd be keeping Trindle on the bench for sure, 14. Like, yeah. I don't know whether Miller has the same... Well, he definitely doesn't have the same experience. I personally would be putting Miller at fullback. I think that his debut was in outstanding. Yes, against a lesser opponent, but Dykes was solid, and I'm sure he'll get another crack in the future, but I think Lachie Miller just brings a bit more explosiveness at the back there. But, yeah, I'd definitely be having Trindle at 14. I think it... A try-assist... 52 run meters, four tackle breaks, a line break, two line break assists. It's a pretty fair game from him.
And I think you spoke about in the process, and I think Trindle is obviously better when he's the second fiddle.
Yeah, for sure.
Sort of guy.
It's so interesting to see, like, no one picked Hines as the seven. Well, like, I thought he would be the seven, but a lot of people were like, no, he's a six. Like, what are you talking about? And he has improved and done so much. He's like one of the best sevens in the comp. From a fullback.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever seen a guy become such a complete seven in such a short amount quickly. Of time. And maybe he already was, and I just couldn't see it. I don't know. But I didn't anticipate this at all in the preseason.
Absolutely.
It seems so obvious now.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
If you had said at the start of the season, Hines is the seven, everyone would be like, no, he's the six, ball-running six, or even the fullback. But the seven, I just thought that he's just so dominant of a ball player and he's willing to get the players around and make the right calls and all that kind of stuff. Just a quick shout-out, Toby Rudolph. I thought he was really good, really good. Each week he just seems to be growing in confidence and really realising his potential. Timmy, what did you think about the Sharkies?
Yeah, Guru touched on players that came in and did a role for them, and they're starting to see a few more injuries and suspensions and these sorts of things add up. And what we touched on before about, you know, Penrith's incredible systems and their depth, the Raiders' four-pack depth. Well, the Sharkies, for a side who have come so far in what's less than 12 months, they've got so many blokes coming in and doing jobs for them when these injuries do build up. This week it will likely probably be Matic Avalu coming in for Connor Tracy. So, yeah, it's a really good position for them with players coming back into the side as well. If they can get, you know, sort of semi-near full strength by finals, you know, like, they're sitting pretty comfortably in the top four. They have a really soft run home. Having a bit of a look through the draw, I think it's looking more and more like week one of finals will be Cowboys and Sharks.
Yeah.
It'll depend where that game is played, whoever finishes second. The Cowboys have a few tougher games, so I suspect maybe it could be the Sharkies finishing as high as second.
Wow.
But the difference between playing in Townsville or in... Would the Sharkies get... It wouldn't be a Shark Park semi.
I think week one it would be.
Week one would.
So there's a bit of debate over that at the moment.
Yeah, always confusing with these suburban grounds and if they get them or not. But yeah, if that game's played at Shark Park v Townsville,
yeah, what a game. Big difference. Some people didn't have Sharks in their top eight at the start of this year. They'd think they might finish second. What a bloody turnaround. So really exciting for the Sharks. They just got to sort these errors out. It's the only knock on them. Just the errors have got to go.
Thank you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.